Nelson, a pro-Trump state lawmaker who filmed himself storming the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday, has resigned, and more arrests were announced on Saturday as part of an investigation into Wednesday's attack on the Capitol building. Derek Evans, a Republican member of the West Virginia House of Delegates, announced his resignation Saturday in a one-sentence letter to West Virginia's governor. Evans was charged with entering a restricted area on the Capitol grounds and with disorderly conduct. If convicted, he faces a year and a half in federal prison. Evans broadcast a Facebook Live video of himself breaking into the building with a crowd of rioters. Media reports say Evans has since said he wanted to apologize. Richard Barnett of Little Rock, Arkansas, was arrested Friday morning and charged with entering the office of Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, where photos show him sitting in Pelosi's office with his boot up on a desk. He faces three counts: knowingly entering and remaining on restricted grounds, violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds, and theft of public property. That's according to court documents released on Friday. Barnett faces up to 1 year in federal prison if he's convicted. He's been arrested in Arkansas and awaits extradition to Washington. Jacob Anthony Chansley, who appeared in photos and videos wearing a fur hat with horns and paint on his face, was arrested Saturday and faces charges including violent entry and disorderly conduct on the U.S. Capitol grounds. Chansley is scheduled to appear in court next week. FBI Director Christopher Wray said the charges announced so far are just the beginning of the FBI's efforts to hold accountable those responsible for Wednesday's rioting. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The Taliban warned Saturday that Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's resolve to remain in office until the completion of his tenure is detrimental to peace talks aimed at finding a negotiated end to decades of war in Afghanistan. The insurgent group's warning came on a day when its leaders held discussions in Qatar with representatives of the Ghani government on developing a joint agenda in what are officially known as intra-Afghan negotiations. The talks between the two Afghan warring sides have led to media speculation that Ghani might have to step down and let an interim government oversee the peace process. But the Afghan president has repeatedly vowed this week that he is legally bound to transfer power to his elected successor. The Taliban, in its commentary, said Ghani's insistence on clinging to power could obstruct the way to a negotiated and peaceful solution to the long Afghan war. An official with Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency has confirmed that debris from a passenger plane carrying 62 people was found after contact was lost shortly after takeoff from Jakarta. At a virtual press conference Saturday, a spokesman said officials are gathering all information and will start searching for the plane's black box on Sunday. Indonesia's transportation ministry said the plane was en route to the island of Borneo. Flight Radar 24, the flight tracking service said the Boeing 737 lost more than 10,000 feet of altitude in less than 1 minute, about 4 minutes after departure from Jakarta. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Saturday said he was lifting restrictions on contacts between U.S. officials and their Taiwanese counterparts. It's a move likely to anger China and increase tensions between Beijing and Washington in the last few days of President Donald Trump's presidency. China claimed democratic and separately ruled Taiwan as its own territory and regularly describes Taiwan as the most sensitive issue in its ties with the United States. While election officials in Georgia, that's the state of Georgia in the United States, were verifying signatures on absentee ballot envelopes in one metro Atlanta county, President Donald Trump pressured a lead investigator to find the fraud. He said this would make the investigator a national hero. The December call preceded Trump's January 2nd call to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, where he asked election officials to find enough votes to overturn Joe Biden's win in the presidential election. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.